Quackenhagis Management Corporation, or QXMC, which oversees sustainably focused economic development for the Clahoose First Nation, is a busy beehive of activity thanks to its innovative team. Adding to its established strong presence in the hydroelectric, aquaculture, and forestry sectors, QXMC is rapidly expanding its tourism offerings with transportation tie-ins and exploring seemingly endless new ideas to complement existing projects. Clahoose Chief Kevin Peasy, who also chairs the QXMC Board of Directors, says,
"One of our biggest goals is to be looking after our nation."
In his third term as chief, he has heard from band members spread out across Canada and the U.S. that many would come home to the nation's village in Squirrel Cove on Cortez Island, B.C. The previously missing pieces were housing and jobs.
Our nation is 420 and counting, 99 on the reserve. We just finished a $9 million water project on the reserve. Now we're going through a $12 million septic system because the reserve is just getting too small and the water and sewer couldn't handle it. Now we're just about there with the septic system. And then we're going to be building a new subdivision. To have members come home, which they want to come home and be in a new house and have a nice, beautiful ocean view, we have to have work for them. So yeah. This is one of the biggest things that I chatted to Bruno when I first met him to say, this is what we need to do. We need to create work for our people.
Bruno Pereira is QXMC's general manager, hired about 2 years ago. In that short time, the company has acquired two tourism properties, Clahoose Wilderness Resort and Gorge Harbor Marina Resort, as well as launched its own water taxi.
At the beginning, 3 years ago, we went to Holland to a tourism show. Because personally, I didn't understand really the dynamics of the companies or the industries, I should say, that we were operating in. And when we came back from that trade show, that's really where it shed some light on all our questions. And we need to control the logistic aspect of the operation because that's where the money is. So boats, accommodation, food, that's really where we were always kind of at the mercy of subcontractors and other companies. And on top of that's where the margins are the highest. And more than money, it just allows you to retain your clients.
And we knew our tourism was going to be becoming big. It was our vision in the last 3 years it's been now.
Cashing
in on tourism, especially with the First Nations, there's such a huge market for it. It's almost $300 million in BC alone for tourism for Aboriginal. And we wanted a piece of that. And right now, we were at this jigsaw to put it all together, and I think we're almost at 80% of putting this together. And that's between the resorts and possibility a campsite and the water taxis.
It's a good analogy. It's a big puzzle that we're building slowly, but we have all the contour pieces. Now we're building the interior.
And also, just speaking to what you said around retaining the clients through providing the whole experience, I think the really unique piece around it coming from the Clahoose is that it's such an immersive experience, the cultural piece that, like you said, there's a lot of thirst for. So it just makes so much sense.
That's absolutely true. Again, it's really that mentality that we have where as soon as we greet the guest, he's in our world. Whereas before, we were subcontracting from great companies, but we couldn't claim it's Clahoose experience right from the start. And now we can. And more and more, that's what we're trying to do to reach the customer as soon as possible. And for example, next year, we'll have a shuttle in Powell River that will basically pick up the guests from the airport. Because the summer can be so crowded in those areas, Lund, Powell River, Campbell River, beautiful places that everybody wants to go. So instead of them waiting for 8 taxis to pass by and finally hop on one, we'll have our own shuttle.
I'm sure it'll be so appreciated. And also just the ease of it, that people can just trust themselves to you and sit back for the experience.
The water taxi, a 12-passenger vessel named Goat One, and bearing the Clahoose logo of a mountain goat, is a great case study in adding pieces to the puzzle.
So basically 3 years ago, when the chief, the council, the board, they brought me in, we sat and we looked at obviously the financials, the strengths, the weaknesses of the corporation, what we could improve. And just naturally, we saw that a lot of expenses were related to water taxis. So we basically tried to simulate if it would be reasonable, feasible, and logic to have our own water taxi. And we came across a company, the acronym is TACC. They're basically an entity that helps First Nations and corporations with grants to start up businesses and projects. So we contacted TAC, and the gentleman then named Dan was super receptive. We decided to build a massive business plan for the project, and then we ended up receiving a substantial amount from TAC. So that kind of eliminated any doubts that we had, because that financial leverage was enough to give us a good cushion, even for allowing us to go through learning curves and whatnot. So that's how it happened. And it went from drawings to reality in a few months. So we're super excited, and we plan on developing more of the business.
And I remember you saying that it was a very interesting process of design, and that you could actually come up with your own idea for how the boat would look and maybe add some things that weren't even standard, but that would really work for your needs, like the walk around deck.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, we were able to really put a twist and a spin to that boat to make it really what we wanted. For example, the walk around, the lookout windows, they're all things that we know about that some people have. For example, the lookout windows will be more often on tugboats because they need to look, you know, straight up to see where the big vessels are. But we thought, why not put it for sightseeing? And the natural light beaming in the cabin is super interesting. That's really a selling point when people get on the boat. They're like, oh, wow, that's not a selling point because they're already on the boat. But it's one of those elements that they're like, wow, this is unique. It brings something different to the experience. So
I think it was all about the goat.
It was all about the goats, yeah. That's true.
And the way Bruno had it designed with the windows on top, now you get to see the mountains. Instead of looking from the side, you can actually look straight up and see them. And that is where mountain goats hang out, is off the cliffs of the mountain. And like Bruno said, we knew our tourism was going to be becoming big. And we spent so much money on water taxis prior to getting our own. So why not just buy our own and keep it in the company?
That's so great. And so I'm curious, with the water taxi, since we're in the off season and not as much tourism is happening right now, what it's up to these days? Because I know there's also talk about maybe providing shuttle service between Cortez and Campbell River or other possibilities.
Well, the first off season, the boat went for revision. So it's been at the shop. It's super slow, the break-in process. Every 50 hours, we need to bring it in. So there were some, not deficiencies, but improvements that could have been done on the boat that we asked the manufacturer, and that they're taking care of it. So we're super happy that the boat has been in total revision for the last month. So we want to make sure everything is in good standings before starting the new season. But yes, like you mentioned, we are looking into operating from Campbell River or Powell River. We're still debating.
The water taxi services have already been approached by other businesses.
We have voluntarily refused some contracts because we want to make sure we can be sustainable, because these contracts, it's not for a day or two. That these companies, they need water taxis for several months or the entire year. So before committing to anything, we want to make sure we have our structure properly understood by ourselves first and then by the market. Yeah.
One comparatively older project QXMC will see results from this year is in the realm of aquaculture. In 2010, shellfish seeds were planted underwater for Pacific gooey ducks, a species of large saltwater clam. Now it's nearly harvest time, and the product will make its way to eager customers on the other side of the world. Pereira said,
"We have great buyers, great contacts in Vancouver mostly, but it is quite a gymnastic in terms of logistics. First of all, we need to open the harvesting season by sending samples to DFO 3 weeks in a row. But then the divers, the trucks, everybody needs to be super well coordinated, because within 24 to 36 hours, the gooey ducks have to get out of the water around Cortez and land in China. So it's quite an operation. So we're working on it, but it should happen, let's say, in the next 3 weeks, we should start sending more gooey ducks to Asia.
It must be very rewarding to see that.
It's fun. It's fun. I actually would like to put a camera or a GoPro on one of the gooey ducks. No, I just filmed the entire journey to the plate on the Chinese restaurant. But yeah, it is super exciting.
In a follow-up story, we will talk about the runaway success of the Clahoose Wilderness Resort, the priority QXMC places on sustainability, and an enterprising and timely new initiative the team is developing as everyday supply chains are increasingly under pressure.